Hey everybody, welcome to Roll a D20, the roleplay podcast of the laziest fashion.
I'm Trisha, and my favorite Nick show is Invader Zim!
I'm Karen, and my favorite Nickelodeon show is Invader Zim.
I'm Natasha, and actually my favorite Nickelodeon show is Invader Zim.
I'm Andy, and I'm the contrarian, and you know what, I'm going to say fuck you guys. My favorite Nickelodeon show was Invader Zim.
Sounds legit.
Well, I guess we'll have to agree to disagree.
I guess yep. We will.
Yeah, right. Fuck Invader Zim.
Yeah.
My name is T. I'm your GM, and today we are working for tech support.
Oh no! Oh god, no!
Fascinating.
No. Okay, so in our lovely show here, all of the players play as one character, which I let them choose small attributes for. So Trisha's gonna go ahead and pick our name.
Yolanda.
Okay.
Alright.
There was no hesitation there.
No. There isn't, because when I think tech support, I think that name.
Like, he just had that one ready. Yeah, like, it was in the chamber. Like, you're like, Donna, you know.
Yeah, I know. It's so bad, isn't it?
Karen is going to pick what position we work in. What is our specialty?
I'm confused.
We work for a tech support company. What is our specialty?
Oh, okay.
What support do we work?
Smartphones.
Okay.
Dear God, no.
This is way out of my wheelhouse. I quit.
He has the old phone.
I do. Well.
You really do.
This is the end of my time.
It's the unsmart smart.
Natasha is going to choose how old we are.
Oh, good question. I'm debating whether I'm going to say 60 or 18, basically.
Well, our name is Yolanda.
You know what? If we're going to go with this, we're tech support for smartphones, but we don't know anything, we're going to be 60.
Okay. And Andy is going to pick what our big secret is.
Such a bad idea.
All right. We killed JFK.
Oh!
Okay.
Well,
that was amazing. I am a big fan.
Andy really
it
liked,
was us the whole time.
Andy really likes solving cold cases in this show.
I really do.
Our name is Yolanda. We are 60 years old. We work in tech support, specifically smartphones. Also, we killed JFK. So, today started out pretty bad for you. I'm going to be honest. You got to work and you already had, you know, some slips on your desk of people who need help in the office. And you can either help your boss, the secretary, or the janitor. Or you can do none of those. What would Trisha like to do?
The boss, the janitor, none of those. Well, honestly, the boss is going to make us do tech support. And gosh darn it, I know nothing. I'm 60 years old, my name is Yildan. I would like to help the janitor. It's a set.
Okay, so you start to make your way downstairs to the basement where the janitor is located. And you run into your boss, and he's like, hey, do you have a minute to help me with this thing? And then he, like, pulls his phone out and, like, waves it around. Real obnoxious.
Dear God.
What would Karen like
Dear
to do?
God.
My boss is a man, correct? You said he?
Yeah, it's a dude. His name is Fredrickson.
Okay, I'm gonna say, hey, look, man, sorry, Fredrickson, I really gotta go to the bathroom. You know, like, woman problems.
You pulled out the secret move.
No, the secret move is killing JFK.
Oh, yeah, right.
But we're 60, so...
So, 16 to escape our boss using a clear lie that we're having our period despite being a 60-year-old woman.
Thank God that your boss is just a raging misogynist. And when you tell him this, he pinches his nose and says, yeah, go deal with that. We don't need that here. And no, as he's walking, as you guys walk away, he just puts his phone on the floor and walks away.
What? I don't understand.
There's no real intent behind that. I just felt like saying it.
Like he just gave up. Like he's like, oh well.
It's like, well, I don't know what to do with it.
Guess I'll leave it for the rats. It's theirs now.
Yeah. Okay, what does...
Tis I.
What would Natasha Tickna like to do?
Yeah, Tickna actually helps so much. Thank you, Andy. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're heading towards the janitor, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, everybody knows in an office that you want to get in with the janitor. Mm-hmm. Because then you're going to have the cleanest place. You're never going to get sick.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get your trash bin emptied every time.
Mm-hmm.
He'll let you in on the secret, like, cleanest bathroom stall. Mm-hmm. Like, the way to go.
He'll give you some of that sweet, sweet toilet wine that he's been brewing. Side.
Absolutely. Yes, mm-hmm. The toilet moonshine is the way to go. Fuck. Anyway, so I'm going to find him and truly and sincerely try to help him with whatever his issue is.
Okay.
Sound good?
Mm-hmm.
And I rolled a 13.
Okay. So yeah, you come across the janitor, he's downstairs in the mop closet, looking very confused. And as you enter, you of course do your secret knock, which is knock, 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 kick, knock. So he lets you in, and you lock the door behind you. You both look at each other, do a really complicated handshake that includes some Naruto hand signs, you know?
Yes!
And then he says, alright, this is my problem. I sent nudes to the secretary on accident. I need you to delete them from her phone before she sees them.
Oh, what a predicament.
Oh dear.
So...
Aw, crap, that's on me.
What does Andy want to do?
Is it?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I thought it was me.
Trisha, Karen, Natasha, Andy.
Yeah, it's Andy.
Yeah.
Okay. My bad, Andy. It's you.
So this is a sticky situation because he expects that we know our job, but we don't really. That's the problem.
Yeah. And you're quite good friends, so this is somewhat a shock.
Crap. All right, so he sends the news to the secretary, but there are ways with having zero tech knowledge that we can still totally figure this shit out. So what I'm going to do is I'm gonna pull some reconnaissance. I'm going to go try and meet up with the secretary and see if there's any possible way I can physically get the phone from her. But because it's my turn, I can only do one thing. I'm basically just going to try and find the secretary.
Okay.
I rolled an 18.
Damn, you find her. She is sitting at her desk doing secretarial duties.
What a shock.
Wow.
You notice.
So we are. So we do not yet have Alzheimer's, is what you are.
Pretty much.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
I'll give you some extra points for a decent roll. She's wearing, like, a kind of nice outfit, and she smells like smoothies.
Ooh.
What would Trisha like to do?
Alright. Well, I mean, because I'm trying to get this phone, I'm going to, like, walk up to her, strike up a conversation, and Naruto this shit. out of trying to take this phone.
Wait, so does that mean you're going to, like, karate chop the phone or, like, throw a weird little dagger at it? You have to clarify that.
I'm going
to
try and ninja stealth it.
Oh.
Okay.
See, if you said you were going to, like, JoJo the phone, then I imagine you just, like, punch it real, real fast. Then I'd be like, okay.
Stealth in Naruto.
I don't know Naruto, though. I don't know Naruto. I'm, like, 40 years old. Jeez, kids today in your Naruto.
All right, dude.
Well, it's not going to work. I got a 3.
Okay, since you are 60 years old, your bones are brittle. And as you try to sneak your hand across the top of the little, I wouldn't call it a desk, but I suppose that's the best word for it. As you kind of try to sneak your hand down to the part of the desk that has the computer on it, and her phone is plugged in next to, your arm snaps in half.
Oh man, that went so bad.
Christ.
Oh my god.
Imagine what a 1 would have been.
We would have died.
Yeah. Both arms and a leg.
So
her neck just snaps like ah.
So the secretary notices this and she says, "Oh, we better get you down to the nurse," and starts to drag you down to the nurse.
So wait, our arm, the bone's like sticking out, I'm imagining, and she's like, "Well, better bring you down to the nurse."
Pretty much.
Damn.
Yeah, I don't see the issue. Isn't that what your workplace does?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Call out.
No, that's pretty much what factories do. If you're not, like, severely injured, they're going to be like, "You're okay, right?"
No. I work in an ice cream establishment.
I wish that was better. True for my sake. What would Karen like to do?
I'm going to burst into tears, and I'm going to say, I don't know where my phone is. I just really need to call my husband and tell him what's going on. Or my wife, or my... I don't remember. You do. I need to call my life partner and tell them what's going on. Please let me use your phone?
I need to call my life partner or partners and let she or them know.
Yeah, yeah. The truth is I'm real, real single, but I'm, like, panicking and I need that phone. So, like, I need to call them now. I need to call them so bad that I rolled a 5.
Okay, so you say those to the secretary, and she says, "Didn't your wife die, like, 2 months ago?" What would Natasha like to do?
I'm gonna be like, "Listen. We all have to move on sometime. We really do. For me, it just happened to happen 1 month after she died. I found the perfect person. And I really need to call them. So please, we're going to see how this terrible lie goes." Good news. I rolled a 5.
Okay. So the secretary has given you really, really big judge eyes, like being very judgy. And she says, "I can't believe you would say that about Margaret. I introduced you two. I thought you guys were soulmates, that you moved on that fast. And then she continues to drag you to the nurse and leaves you there alone.
Ah.
So you are now in the nurse's office. There's no nurse here.
Ah.
What would Andy like to do?
All right. There's no nurse. I need to get that phone. I gotta get myself out of this and fast, but it's gonna look bad if I have a snapped arm. So what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna see if between the items in the general vicinity, I'm gonna try and repair my arm myself. Please be a good roll for the love of all that good. Just this one time, it's a 6.
Okay, what did you try to repair your arm with?
You know, whatever I could find.
Okay, so you've duct taped a pencil to your arm.
Sure.
It didn't super work, but I mean, it's taped there now.
Mm-hmm. I won't lose it.
What would Trisha like to do?
Now that I think I've done a pretty good job at patching up my arm, mm-hmm. I'm going to try and sneak out of the nurse's office before someone comes back so I can try and get that phone.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I'm still rolling.
Are you making it's a stealth 16. Roll? Oh.
Okay,
yes.
Your 16 stealth roll gets you out of the nurse's office and back onto the first floor.
Yes!
What would Karen like to do?
Well, I've been through a lot today for a 60-year-old woman.
Oh, yeah.
And I realized that what I said earlier about needing to go to the bathroom, it was only partially a lie because I did need to go to the bathroom. So I'm going to try to find the bathroom.
Oh.
Well, then. I'm not rolling to pee in myself. 16 to find the bathroom and relieve myself.
Alright.
You relieve yourself. Unfortunately, your boss was waiting for you in there.
Oh, what? Heck.
So you have a super good piss. Like, the most relieving you've ever felt.
Did we pee so good that our arm magically knit itself back together? Like we're Wolverine?
No.
Oh. Well.
That's just silly.
Oh, yeah, good point.
However, it did de-age you by 5 years.
Bye, we're 55 again!
You mean it didn't make us 9 years older? Damn.
The pee was so toxic that it was aging you.
55 is the new 30, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, technically 55 is the new 60.
Yeah. That's literally what we just did.
So as you do this and you have this great experience, you then leave the stall to see your boss staring at you. He, in fact, was kind of staring at you through that little slit between the door and, like, the pole that it's connected to.
Oh,
dear
God, no.
Oh, no. You know what I'm talking about?
No. Not the That's slit. Gross.
It's okay.
And he looks pretty mad. What does Natasha want to do?
So, like, I'm in the stall and he's just staring at me? Or did I open
You opened the door after you saw him doing this.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know what? If I can de-age from peeing, then I think I've got loftier goals than smartphone tech at a tech support company.
Mm-hmm.
So I think now, Andy, now is time for the JoJo.
Oh my gosh, Natasha's gonna punch someone.
What else? He was okay. To be fair, he stared at me through a stall. I can claim workplace self defense through workplace harassment. I've got it covered.
Yeah,
he's gonna get JoJo punched.
Yeah,
he will die if he JoJo.
It will
he might not.
Depending on
we'll find out. We'll find out, won't we? We'll find out.
Wow.
If this is a 20, I'm gonna laugh really hard.
Well, it's not a 20. It's a 19.
What?
You are welcome, audience.
So, I need complete silence for this flavor text. Me. You pull back your arm in one swift and strong motion, and with the same ability, agility, and pure raw power that you used to kill JFK, you smash your fist right into this man's larynx. Rendering him mute immediately.
Amazing.
It was so good.
He wants to scream but cannot.
He has a mouth and he must scream, but he cannot.
I'm so pleased right now. This went so much better than could ever be expected.
I think that may be my favorite good role that we've ever.
I want to know what would have happened out of 20.
Oh, no, you don't.
No. I'm going to make another reference that no one will get. And that's if you've ever seen Ricky O, The Ballad of Ricky, then you'll know what's in store for him with a 20.
Wow, Andy, you were right. Nobody knows.
Yeah, I'll just watch that tumbleweed go by.
You are truly the Chip McElroy of this podcast.
On that note, it is Andy's turn, so what would he like to do?
Well, I'm going to quote some more obscure bullshit. No, I'm kidding. Let's see. So I punched him in the throat. So I've got one side quest down, which is I defeated my boss. So next, I still need that damn phone. I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna get my boss in. I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna point at him. Not with my intimidating power. I'm gonna be like, hey, you motherfucker, listen to me. And I'm gonna tell him, I need the secretary's phone, and you have the power to force the secretary to give me her phone. So you're going to do it. Or I'm going to tell everyone that you were peeping in the bathroom, and you won't be able to defend yourself because you got no larynx anymore. So there, that's right. I'm going to poke him a couple times in the chest for good measure, gently. I got a 13.
Right. Okay. So you say all those things you said very convincingly, but then when you go to poke him, you're like a little bit too far away because the pressure of the punch sent him flying, so you like can't reach, so you're just really awkwardly like poking up the air a couple inches in front of him.
That works.
So he's semi-convinced. And he heads over. However, you've made him mute, so he can't really talk to her.
Ah, shit, that's right.
So as you're peeping, you see him just do some hand signals. What would Trisha like to do?
Well, I see these hand signals, and I decide to try and sneak closer to see if the hand signals are working. So I'm going to roll another stealth roll to see what's going down. It is an 8.
Okay. Oh, goddammit.
So you try to get close enough to see. Unfortunately, you are 55, and although not as bad as your 60-year-old body, your 55-year-old body still needs glasses, so your vision isn't super good. You're, I would say, 3 feet away from them, and they definitely notice this and both stare at you. What would Karen like to do?
You're welcome, Karen.
You should have put me in some weird spots today. I tell them I have to go to the bathroom, you know, lady. That was a joke. I'm not doing that.
I just want every time it goes to your turn, roll that.
Just do something bathroom related.
Just the same one. Like, I have ladies.
I have lady issues. Having lady issues.
I came within 3 feet of you to tell you I gotta pee again.
I am so stuck right now. You know what? I'm gonna start flossing.
All right.
Here you go.
11 for the floss.
All right.
The dance move, not like I'm not doing dental hygiene.
I'm hoping that our audience is the type of audience who would understand.
55? Yeah, everyone gets flossing.
I'm 55. I'm just clarifying.
Yeah, of course.
Everyone gets flossing, but no one gets fucking Ricky. God damn it.
The year is 2019.
Oh, yeah, crap.
The year is 1963. It's November 22nd, and okay. So, you start flossing.
Did you just look up when JFK was assassinated or something?
No, it's in the chat.
Yeah, I looked it up.
Where?
It's in there.
I'll have you know, madam.
Oh, weird. There it is. Okay.
So you start flossing, and you dislocate your hip. And immediately you're down on the ground. Your boss and the secretary run over the whole 3 feet to you and are like, oh no, except for your boss is secretly trying to stab you with a small letter opener.
Oh dear.
What does Natasha want to do?
He wants revenge.
What?
Do you want me to repeat myself?
So we flossed and broke our hip and then what?
The secretary and your boss run over to you to try to help you, but secretly your boss has got a sharp letter opener and he's trying to stab you very discreetly.
Oh my gosh.
He's trying to gently slip the letter opener in and save the Lannister guards. That's what he's
doing. And don't watch Game of Thrones, I'm so weak.
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody's going to get that one, god damn it.
So, our boss, a known misogynist, the only way that I can truly figure out how to avert him or to distract him is to go, oh, hey, there's the Playboy bunny. That was one of my clients today. Because I'm assuming since I'm 60, he can't be too far off in age. And I feel like that's the thing that would get him going.
Okay. Natasha really knows what 60-year-old men like.
Oh, yeah.
I guess.
You know it. Okay. Well, I rolled a 10, so maybe.
Yeah, your boss is 14.
Whoa.
Okay, should it work better then?
He doesn't know what that is. He's like, I have no interest. I'm not a furry. I'm not interested. In the letter opener, very gently and precisely undoes the duct tape, releasing the pencil to roll on the ground.
Oh no!
That was holding your broken arm together.
Aw, oh, damn it.
So you are losing a lot of blood right now. And dignity.
Shit.
Oh dear.
Shit.
And the phone is above your head on the desk. What does Andy want
to
do?
Okay, so my arm is now back to the point where I got some of that bone sticking out. All right, so I can do a couple different things, one of which is pretty metal, and the other one is a little bit less. But I think I'm going to go with the more metal thing. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the fragment of bone that's sticking out of my arm and do... I'm going to swing it. I'm going to swing it and use it as a weapon to deflect the letter opener. I'm going to go, yeah, and use it to smack the letter opener out of the way entirely. And then that's probably it, because I would try more, but that's a little much for one turn. But I'm going to use my bone fragment to hit it out of the way, because that's a pretty badass thing for a 55-year-old woman to do. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I rolled a 14.
Okay. So you're able to save yourself by smacking the letter opener across the room. The secretary sees this, and she's like, whoa, Fredrickson. What the heck's up with that? Am I going to have to ground you? He says, Mom, please don't. I need my Xbox. My friends will think I'm really lame if I cannot play Xbox tonight. I just got the season pass for Fortnite. I don't want to waste it.
Fortnite's so bad.
Oh no, our audience.
Sorry.
And
bye-bye.
Now Trisha gets to pick what to do.
Well, while she's distracted, talking to Fredrickson and probably scolding him,
just wagging her
finger. Yeah, I'm gonna try and sneak the phone off the desk, even though I know I'm still bleeding badly.
Fine. It'll take care of itself. We're sick. We're 55 years old. We got lots of blood.
I think I failed miserably because I got a 3.
No.
So, what happens next, I can only describe as disappointing. You use your body to knock the phone off of the desk, and with your last ounces of strength, you push the phone over to yourself, use your hand to swipe the phone, and you see it. It's the nude pic from the janitor.
Oh no.
It is a very sensual full body surrounded by grapes and lavender.
What?
There's a small little bitmoji at the bottom of it.
What?
As well as a little bit of sparkle gif going on.
Oh dear.
And as heaven comes knocking at your door and you can feel the life leaving your young, visceral 55-year-old assassination body, you realize that this is a picture of a shaved cat.
Oh!
And you die.
Wow.
People, I'm sorry.
The light goes out in our eyes with that final image beckoning us onto the afterlife. That's No. Oh, no.
Wow.
So, yeah.
This episode went real well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I like it because it was real self-contained. It was like watching like an indie film. It was it was like that movie 12 Angry Men, except it had more like nudes and more horrific violence.
This is actually the very loose script for our new art film called Cat Tite.
There you go.
Wait, that would spoil the ending.
Well, the janitor's name is Cat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I get
so
it.
It's a little play on words.
Very, very clever. Very sneaky.
In the film, he'll be wearing a little name tag that says that.
Mm-hmm.
And also, maybe the janitor's a woman.
And also, okay. they're pointing at their name tag a lot. Like anytime they're on frame, they're just pointing at it like incessantly.
Yeah.
And then every once in a while, they go, "My name is Cat." You know,
instead
and they
of
just
saying
throw it in
me,
there.
They say Cat. Yeah.
Mm.
You're like, "Ugh, Cat is really tired today." That's me, I'm Kat.
Wow. I feel like we all just dive straight into, like, a McElroy bit.
A little bit.
Nah. All right.
So, on that lovely note, thank you all for listening. Special thank you to the band Tangelo for use of their song Valentine as our intro music. Radical.
Mm-hmm. And tweet at us, because sometimes I get bored on Twitter.
Yeah, do that shit.
Yeah, totally.
Tell us who your favorite character in of all time on our show is, and then we can relentlessly mock you for it.
Yeah.
It's we'll okay like, if it's Kat.
We'll be like, you were wrong. It doesn't matter which one it was, you were still wrong.
Once again, go listen to a better podcast than this one.
Thanks.